Monday evening, Masai Ujiri will honor his hero, Nelson Mandela. This will be the third consecutive year that Masai Ujiri has done this to commemorate the third anniversary of Mandela's passing. The giant of Africa will be a or is an intimate reception to celebrate the life of the former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner. Proceeds from the event will go to the Sick Kids Hospital, the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, and Ujiri's not-for-profit organization, the Giants of Africa. You know, most of us know about the Giants of Africa, know about the program. This is a terrific event. It's something very close, obviously, to Masai Ujiri's heart. And we're very pleased to be joined by the president of the Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri. Masai, as I said, I know this is something really close to your heart. Does it change at all with each passing year for you?
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. It doesn't, you know. I think it for me, my feeling about a special person, you know, like will always be that feeling, you know. And it's been a hectic year for Giants of Africa. We had the All-Star, you know, we were at TIFF, we were so it's been quite a lot. But if it was any other thing, I'd say, you know what, we've done so many events this year. We'll take it off. But you know, like, just for this man, you know, like, he deserves, I think, to be known forever, and the father of Africa and the father of the world. You know, what he did for us, I think was really special. And you can see that some of the trends in the world, that people like that are needed. You know, they're so needed in every aspect, every place, everywhere. But those people are special, and that's why I feel, you know, like, we have to continue to remember him, remember his words, his ways, and what he preached.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on all of that, Masai. And I wonder, you know, because I'm sure this is something that comes up with you, because it's come up for me occasionally. If you had to explain Mandela to somebody who's too young to have understood what apartheid South Africa was, to have, you know, who knew about his, you know, his personal, his personal trials, understood about his time in prison, or about the unification that he achieved when he came out of prison, and that, you know, that which is the great crowning achievement of Mandela's fantastic life. How would you explain him to a kid?
Hey, that's an unbelievable question. You know, it's what I say about him, Muhammad Ali, you know, like, even somebody like, eventually, you know, from what we're seeing, a person like Barack Obama, you know, like, how do you, how do you, like, make kids know and almost live in the moment of a person like this, you know, whether it was his passion to fight for people, or his dedication, I mean, sacrifice, you know, like how a person sacrificed. There's so much stuff about him, you know, like, around the world, and especially on the continent, that I think I've been very impressed with more kids and more youth that want to know more, that travel there to know more about his work and what he did. But the only way to put it, honestly, is to say, you know, like, there are only like two or three of these people in the world, you know, and you have to know about this people. There are very, very few that are in the public eye and have this opportunity and have that platform and use it, you know, like, and when you use it, be selfless, you know, like, it a lot of people have it and we use it and we're selfish, you know, like, these, he was a completely, like, selfless person that understood every walk of life, you know. And to me, I feel so blessed that I met a person like this.
In your day-to-day life, Masai, what is the message, or one of the messages you took from Mandela that you apply in your day-to-day life? And I'm talking about not just as president of the Raptors, but just as, you know, Masai Ujiri, the man. What are some of the lessons you would apply?
You know what I've learned, Jeff, is respect other people, you know, and respect other people's culture, you know. So it doesn't matter where you are, you know. Like, some of us go to places and we'll bitch about the food, bitch about this thing doesn't work or that. I want to be one of those persons that can adjust with wherever I go, because mm-hmm. you know what, wherever you go, that's the bed that God has made for these people, right? That's how they live. That's what they know. This is what they eat, you know. And to me, I try to use that even in our workplace, whether it's at home, you know. Every day I drive home, I say to myself, you know, like, who have I offended today? Who didn't I treat well today? And I figure out a way to apologize to that person, or figure out a way to, you know, like, make amends of it, you know. And I'm proud of myself that it's not so often, you know, like, but sometimes you don't know what you say that offends another person. Mm-hmm. And I use that drive home every day to think about that and say, hey, when you had this talk or argument, or you when you were in this position, what happened there, you know, like, were you, you know, did you offend somebody? So those things I've learned, you know, like, it's really to respect people and respect who they are.
Masai, you know, this is a pretty good time for Toronto sports. We talked about this a little bit earlier this week, Stephen and myself. Obviously, Toronto FC going for the MLS Cup. The Leafs have, you know, energized the city. They're young. The Blue Jays have gone to back-to-back American League Championship Series. But, you know, I always tell people, I think that a lot of the good stuff going on in Toronto sports right now, and I've said this in the air, so I'm not just saying this because you're here, but a lot of good stuff going on in Toronto sports right now, it kind of started with the Raptors. You know, I look back at the way, you know, you committed to this city, the players committed to this city, you know, the getting Kyle Lowry in here, DeMar DeRozan, DeMar DeRozan signing here, Dwayne Casey staying here, Jonas Valanciunas developing it. And I went back the other day and I went through some stuff I'd written at the Globe and Mail just to try to trace this. And, you know, you can go back to opening night of 2012, and it was just after John Farrell had left the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm sure you remember this, but it was DeMar DeRozan gave a little welcome speech to the crowd before the home opener. Dwayne Casey got this amazing ovation. It was almost like Toronto sports fans who had just seen a guy leave. You know, just it's almost as if the timing was perfect. You've got to be really proud, I think, Masai, when you look at where this organization is now. 100 consecutive sellouts, been to the playoffs. You know, you took Cleveland to you know, almost to the brink last year. You've got to really be proud of the role this team played in really kind of turning the table in Toronto sports.
Honestly, Jeff, I am, in terms of, we haven't done anything, you know, like, mm-hmm. we really haven't done anything, you know, like, I don't think. But in terms of that, I think, to me, you say it well, because I don't believe I only represent the Toronto Raptors. I believe I represent the city of Toronto. I feel very, very strongly about that. And since I started coming here, from the first day, Mike, press conference, I said we will win. I know that we will win, and I hope that it's in my time, you know, like that. And I hope we build a win. But the city is going to win. I hate when I listen to all this stuff and people are saying, "Oh, the city is cursed. This is that." Well, guess what? You know, like, it's going to come around at some point. It came around for the Cubs, you know, like, it did. Mm-hmm. It at some point, you know, like, I don't care what anybody says, you know, like, the teams in this city are going to win. I hate to say the word, you know, like, with TFC, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. Who are you to say that they can't do that? You know, like, look at what they've done, you know, like, and some of these things take time. Sometimes it's luck, you know, like, sometimes, yes, it's maybe it's us that are bad at our jobs, or bad coaching, or bad players and stuff, but sometimes those things will change, you know, like, good people come and change those things, people that are good at their jobs. I'm so passionate about the teams in Toronto. And I'm telling everybody that's listening that the teams will win. The Leafs will win. The Raptors will win. The Blue Jays, I said it when I came here, TFC will win. You know, because they're going to be managed well. They're going to have a shot at what they do. And it's sports. Sometimes you need a little bit of luck. And it's coming our way. Slowly it's coming our way. And we hope to be a big part of it. And we hope to contribute to it, because this city is unbelievable. Like, people, there was a time when I would hear, oh, you know, like, the Raptors are taken away, you know, like, from what the Leafs, blah, blah, blah. No, you know, like, the TFC have their great fans, you know, like, and some of them are fans of other sports, too. Blue Jays have their great fans. You saw it. Leafs have their fans. Raptors have their... That's unique about this unbelievable, like, city and country, really, you know. And so I think we have to take that and run, rather than we always talk about, oh, it's all the negative little things. To me, there's no negative. Every day I wake up, to me, is positive, you know, with this city, the teams, and winning. I watched the first quarter of the Memphis game. I told my guy to get me a car. He took me to the TFC game. I timed it where I came back for my game for the fourth quarter. Luckily, that was when we were winning too, so it all worked out for me.
it's funny, Miss. I don't know. And again, there's no logical reason for it, but it seems sometimes in a city when things start to go well for one team, it's, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. You know, look at Cleveland and the Cavaliers and the Indians, Boston. You know, with the Red Sox and the Patriots. It seems sometimes that, you know, it's not like one team cannibalizes the enthusiasm for another one. It actually seems to I'm not sure why that happens. It doesn't really make sense, but it does seem to work that way sometimes, doesn't it?
No question. There's no doubt about it. And how about the support, you know, like that the players and the coaches and the teams. So Shani was at our game the other day, you know, like sitting courtside, you know, like I love going to the TFC games. I'll go to our peak on the hockey games. To me, seeing Kyle Lowry and all those guys at the Blue Jays games and all the soccer guys that go to Bebe and all these guys that go to Corey and Jonas that go to the soccer games. And you see the baseball players at our games. I saw Jovinko coming to our game the other day, you know, like that's what it's about, you know, like, and you see the spirit is real, you know, like it's not fake that I want to be there because I'm in the locker room. I know, I see our guys. I hear them talk about this stuff. I hear the people in my office talk about TFC. I see when we lose a game or something, I see them disappointed. I see how they act. And I am disappointed too. I'm pissed off, you know, like sometimes I always like ask myself, like, you don't manage those teams. Why are you so pissed off? You know, like it has nothing to do with you, but they are just part of us now, you know, like they are. I was so disappointed when, you know, like the Blue Jays like that, but that's part of us, you know, like I love it. I love the passion, and this city has passion. It has spirit, and we have to use that. We have to grow that and build it.
Masai, I want to talk about your team, the Raptors, as they get ready for this this back-to-back series against against the Lakers and against the Hawks. A lot of discussion during this homestand about Damari Carroll, and you know, I think his growing, I guess his return to health and his ability now to sort of put his mark on the game a little more. He's looking more and more like, I think, the Damari Carroll a lot of people, you know, remember as the guy that they were getting when he came here. Now the topic, of course, is how close is he getting to playing back-to-back games? And he's said, of course, that, you know, hey, he said it's up to Masai and Dwayne and the medical staff. And he was funny the other night. He said, look, they have way more experience with this than I do. Where is Damari right now in your mind on the path to recovery?
I think he's in a good place. You know, like we can overthink this and we can overreact, you know, like I know last year, you know, like when he was restricted and, you know, like sometimes when we try to rest him and when we're not playing any games, honestly, you know, like with this stuff, Jeff, you know, like we just try to do what's best for the player's health, you know, like so he can come and play for the team like he should, you know, and put him in the best position to succeed. And he didn't play ball all summer and went through rehab, which I thought was the right thing to do, you know, because that was the right process for his knee. And he slowly came back, and you know, training camp was tough. He slowly started getting back, and now you know, he's starting to gather his legs. He's not there yet, you know, like, and that's why he was still keeping him off back to backs, and we're going to keep doing that till we feel that, you know, it's time where he can take that load. But other than that, we have a player for the next 3 years on our team. You know, like, we have to think that way. You know, like, mm-hmm. we can't just be short-sighted and think, okay, now we have a back-to-back with, oh, he has to play with the Lakers and Atlanta. No, we don't want to think that way. There's this year. There's next year. We always have to think, you know, in my position, we have to think about the future of this basketball team. And we'll continue to monitor him as he continues to grow and get stronger. But that's the player we got, and that's the player I think it reveals that everybody sees that the guy was hurt legit. We didn't get, like, a player that cannot play, you know, like, mm-hmm. when the guy is, and you know what, knock wood, you know, we continue to get better. We're not, nobody gets hurt, but that's the nature of the business. It's the nature of sports, you know, like, people, it's just injuries are part of the game, you know, like, and it's unfortunate that they are, you know, but we have to take them as they come and, you know, like, try and treat these players the right way.
You know, Masai, I said to Jeff the other day watching your team, I almost feel sometimes like I wish I could just fast forward to April, right? Because because the memories are so fresh of last spring, and you kind of want to just go back there. It's a playoff team, obviously. That's not a question mark. So let's get right back to where we were in the playoffs last year and have some fun. What you know, and again, understanding that this is a contending team and that, you know, the big questions won't be answered until the spring. What purpose does the regular season, what purpose does it have to serve for this team in its evolution this year?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, you're right, you know, like, it's one of those things we have to play, and some teams are, you're going to gain momentum, you're going to lose momentum, you have to get better, you know, that's how we take it. You have to continue to get better as a team. Our defense has to get better, you know, like, I think we're third in the NBA in offense now, you know, like, even that has to get better, you know, like, the way we share the ball, and we have a great flow, we have continuity because you are bringing back the same guys, and that's what we wanted to build. You know, sometimes also people forget this thing is a long-term thing, honestly, Jeff and Steve. This thing is a really long-term thing. We have we're the third youngest team in the NBA, mm-hmm. team in the NBA, and we have 11 guys that are 25 years old and younger. 11, you know, like, and DeMar and Patrick Patterson at 27, you know, so we're proud that the team is a young team, and these guys are playing the way they are. Guys fill in, you know, when they have to fill in, and they are learning. They keep learning and learning. Now, I know there is a window, you know, like when we say, okay, Kyle and DeMar guys, like where there is a window for us, and we're going to try and build that way. We're going to try and we don't have Sully yet, you know, like we're hoping he comes back when he does, and he's able to contribute, because he was supposed to be the starting power forward, you know, like on our team, and we have Pascal now playing, and that's going to be a great experience for Pascal in gaining. We have to learn as the regular season goes, and you know, some of the things that we can do better. We're trying to become a very good road team because it helps you in the playoffs, and we will continue to grow.
Masai, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Always good to talk to you. Congratulations on this event, the third event being held on Monday, December 5th. It is at the Art Gallery of Ontario, Bailey Court, and it's just a terrific event and really well done. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.